As it's Bird Week here on ABC Classic, I thought it might be a good moment to consider and basically marvel at the miracle of birdsong and one of the great laws of the universe. You might not usually go through your day being aware of the laws of the universe. Well, apart from obvious ones like bird poo falling on your newly laundered dress, or the negative calorific count of chocolate when it's eaten for breakfast, yes. Or your child giving the best hugs ever. But no, other than that, universal laws don't generally bother us. But every day, with every single sound you hear, apart from sine waves, and I don't know how often you listen to them, you are experiencing one of the great raptures of our existence. And birdsong is one of the best ways to observe it. This rapture is called the harmonic series. Okay, for our sound wave, we are going to imagine a skipping rope. You know, the kind you used to play with before your knees started their own life story. The skipping rope, from one hand to the other, is our basic sound. That's called the fundamental note. Barry White's is lower than everyone else's, although Margaret Thatcher was a close second on a good day. But what is also happening with every single sound on Earth is the skipping rope is vibrating not only as a single whole loop, but it's also halved. So we could say a double loop, and then it's tripled, a triple loop, a quadruple loop, etc., into infinity. Every sound we hear has this series of notes which spiral higher and higher until only our dogs can hear them. That's why dogs smile so much. These extra notes are called overtones, and collectively they're called the harmonic series. And the balance of these overtones, depending on the way the sound is formed, is how you can tell a cello from a clarinet, a xylophone from a piano, and a beginner's playing from an expert's. Essentially, Yo-Yo Ma's overtones are just that little bit sweeter than my 8-year-old students, but the 8-year-old is better at the yo-yo. The maths of all of this is fairly straightforward even for an arithmetic disaster like me. You simply multiply the fundamental Barry White note by a whole number. So now, when we think we are listening to just one note, let's say an A, in reality, we are also listening to every single note possible. Isn't that amazing? And what birds and Yo-Yo Ma can do is subtly change their tone production by enhancing or even blocking out some of these overtones so that the note becomes even purer. You can do it yourself, right now. Say E, and now say or. There you go. That's a change in the curve of your harmonic series, right there in your own throat. Just be careful how you swallow. The Harmonic Series, Season 1, coming to iView very soon.